President Trump recently extended his stay-at-home recommendations for another 4 weeks, I guess essentially through April. But we've heard from some experts that we're going to need longer than that, 2 to 3 months or even more. What do you think? When can we begin to socialize again?
It's so up in the air right now that I don't think we can make any concrete plans for, you know, a particular date. Tony Fauci, who of course is leading the White House response team, suggested initially 8 weeks, and I think it will be at least that, potentially more. But there are so many unknowns right now regarding, you know, how effective social distancing will be, how many people are actually doing that well and correctly, and then the behavior of the virus when the weather starts to warm up. I think the consensus in the virology community is that warm weather likely will not significantly reduce transmission of the virus, but, you know, we're still also kind of holding out hope that maybe it will, so that may play a role as well. But all of those are really just unknowns, and we're figuring it out as we go.
I just read that some researchers at Harvard are saying that we might not just have this one long isolation period, but we might need many shorter different lockdowns. Does that sound like a good approach to you?
I think it will depend, again, on what people are willing to accept and what they're willing to do. And so if we do end up relaxing this lockdown a little bit sometime after April, you know, maybe after mid-May or something, and then let people get back to normal a bit, how difficult is it going to be to then say, okay, well, we're stopping that now and we're going to go back into lockdown mode? I just don't know. I think that will be difficult psychologically on everyone, but of course, so will staying in lockdown.
We've seen people, I guess, are going back to work in China. Maybe you know a little more of the details, but is there a reason to believe that the worst is over where the outbreak began?
Yeah, maybe. They are sending some back to work, but the thing is, they still have very rigorous ways to isolate people who are sick, which we still don't. You know, they've basically opened up entire hospitals just for people with coronavirus. Not even those who are, you know, extremely ill, but just those who they had a fever, you put them right in the hospital, you get them away from the rest of their family so they don't spread it to them. So they've put in ways to really get those people who are sick away from the rest of the community. And we have not. So, you know, again, most of the people who are mildly ill, we're not even testing them. So we don't know for sure. But then we certainly don't have a place to send them where they're away from their family. So we could still be spreading this, you know, within households. So China has done all of that. Then again, with, you know, massive testing. So they still have ways to keep that pretty much under control, while still allowing people to start going back to work. And, you know, we're definitely looking at them to see if they will end up with kind of a second wave of infections once they open more things up.
Yeah, that's exactly what my next question was. I mean, do you think that there will be a second wave here?
Right. Well, I do think the virus is not going away. So even if, you know, if we keep things shut down here for several months, perhaps even beyond, you know, end of April, it's still going to be there in the population, you know, maybe at low levels, but then once you have everybody mixing again, even those low levels, you have the potential to spread it back to the population at large and spark these additional outbreaks. So, you know, that's what I'm really hoping we can use these couple months for, is to get plans in place for that, for if we need to do a second, you know, shutdown, and what threshold would kind of trigger that, and how would you do that maybe a little more surgically than locking down the entire state? You know, if a certain area has cases or something like that, can you just shut that down? And also, you know, we need the testing. We need to know who is infected so that it doesn't have to be every single person basically quarantined. So if we could go to kind of the contact tracing, so test a person, if they're sick, they go into isolation, then their contacts go into quarantine, but not maybe, you know, everyone in that town, potentially we could do that as our kind of second wave hits us so that we don't have to completely lock down. But again, right now, we don't have the capacity to do that. We don't have the ability. We don't have the PPE. We're just missing so much to do that more kind of surgical interventions rather than the really broad scale lockdown.
We're talking to Dr. Tara Smith. She's an epidemiologist at Kent State University. We do have shortages, and we are still dealing with the initial wave of the coronavirus. But that doesn't prevent us from doing the planning that you mentioned, that we could be planning for how to contain it long term, or at least for the rest of this year. in your work or the people that you're in touch with, are you aware of those plans being put in place, either locally or nationally?
Ideally, we would have really strong federal leadership on this so they can advise states on what, you know, what the plan is coming out of, you know, the top echelons of government here. I have not seen that. I have not seen evidence of that. It seems like from, you know, federally, everything is just touch and go. Here in Ohio, you know, Dr. Acton and Governor DeWine and others are working on some of those plans. Again, kind of heard through the grapevine, but I mean, they've been so forward thinking on the rest of this. I can't imagine they would not be planning those types of things.
So really what we would hope for right now is once the stay-at-home order is lifted, we will also be informed about continued surveillance and containment and isolation plans that will go simultaneously with the idea that we can now go back to somewhat normal.
Right. I think that would be optimal. And again, that's going to leave questions open. You know, maybe that they can't say that, yes, we will stay open for 2 months or 3 months or something, and they might not even know about school in the fall, whether that will consist of, you know, totally in-person classes or not. But they should have some, again, some kind of thresholds or markers to consider as we're moving forward. So if we hit, you know, this percentage of cases again in a certain community, well, you might have to shut things down again or something. So at least you have some idea of what the thoughts are moving forward, even if there's still a lot of gray areas there. Because I think that's, you know, the uncertainty is just, that's one thing that is just really getting to people, that they want answers, understandably so. And we can't supply them right now. So I think some of those plans really, if our government officials can lay those out and the rationales behind them, I think that would help people, even if there still is uncertainty in those, at least to know that there is a plan and they have thought about these things going forward.
Tara Smith is an epidemiologist at Kent State University. Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.